Centuries before European explorers entered the Pacific Ocean, Polynesian seafarers had already explored the Pacific, settling the islands in the middle. They traveled in canoes without navigational instruments. Over the years, as European influence grew in Hawaii and other islands, the art of what's called wayfinding over a long distance was nearly lost. In the last 25 years, some people in Hawaii have begun wayfinding again. Their story is told in a new documentary called Wayfinders: A Pacific Odyssey, which will be broadcast tonight on public television to celebrate Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. From Hawaii Public Radio, Heidi Chang reports.
With the ocean as its backdrop, the film Wayfinders: A Pacific Odyssey chronicles the history and the revival of the Polynesian art of navigation.
Thousands of years ago, under a dome of stars, our ancestors ventured out into the vast, unexplored waters of their ocean world. They crafted voyaging canoes with natural materials and stone tools. The whole community helped build these vessels that carried them for weeks on the open sea.
The film follows the adventures of the people who sail on two Hawaiian double-hulled canoes, Hokulea and Hawaii Loa. The film's writer, producer, and director is Gail Evanari, who now lives in California. After sailing on Hokulea in the 1980s, she says she was inspired to make the documentary and share what she learned about Pacific Island voyaging.
Well, I mean, the thing that's unique about my background is, you know, how would a Jewish girl from Detroit end up in the middle of the Pacific Island on this canoe with 13 guys going from island to island? I mean, it's such a stretch. It's so far from my birth and my background that when I look at it from here, from today, it's kind of like, wow, how did I end up there? And yet I am so grateful that I did, because I was able to see a different way of being in the world and experience it.
That different perspective is explained in the documentary by the voyagers. Nainoa Thompson is the first Hawaiian in 600 years to master the art of Polynesian navigation, guided only by the signs of nature, the stars, the moon, the sun, and the ocean swells. Thompson studied with Micronesian master navigator Mau Pialik, who came to Hawaii to help the Hawaiians relearn the ancient tradition. Pialik guided Hokulea on its first voyage from Hawaii to Tahiti in 1976.
This particular place was really our classroom.
In this scene, Thompson stands on a lookout point on Oahu and shares what he learned from Mau Pialik.
There's one time, just as the early stars came up, he said, "Can you point to the direction of Tahiti?" So that was easy to do. I was well trained for that. So I pointed towards the direction where the island would lie. But the island is 2,500 miles away. He said, "Can you see the island?" I just told him, "I see the island in my mind." He said, "Good. Keep the vision in your mind. If you lose that, you'll be lost." And from that point on, we never ever had a lesson again.
Nainoa Thompson is now passing on the legacy of Mau Pialik by training a whole new generation of navigators from Hawaii, Tahiti, New Zealand, and the Cook Islands. One of his students is 31-year-old Chantel Ching, who's training on Hokulea.
This canoe is very special. It's an inspiration to lots of people. Being of Hawaiian ancestry, there's some kind of a draw for me to participate in this voyage in any way that I can and find out how our ancestors did it.
University of Hawaii anthropologist Dr. Ben Finney is one of the founders of the Polynesian Voyaging Society. It was his idea to build Hokulea in the 1970s to see if it was possible for Polynesians to have intentionally explored and settled the Pacific.
We never quite expected that Hokulea would become the cultural, political symbol that it is. And that canoe, Hokulea, has helped give Hawaiians back their pride. And that has to be the base for all positive action.
Gail Evanari began filming Wayfinders before Hawaii's voyaging community began building a second canoe in 1991 called Hawaii Loa. Since Hawaii no longer has koa trees large enough for the canoe's hulls, the film follows the voyagers to Alaska, where they get their trees, a gift from the Tlingit and Haida Indians.
Mm-hmm.
It took Evan Ari 10 years to complete the film.
Really, the heart of the story is that ancient wisdom can teach us how to survive today. And that's a universal story. I hope that people who see the story can look at their own cultures and think about how they can learn from their past and carry that wisdom into the future.
The story of Hawaii's voyagers doesn't end with the film. Nainoa Thompson and his crew are gearing up for their last voyage of the millennium and their biggest challenge. They'll be sailing Hokulea thousands of miles to the tiny island of Rapa Nui, or Easter Island, to close the Polynesian Triangle, the vast oceanic region between Hawaii, New Zealand, and Rapa Nui. The journey is expected to take 6.5 months, with several crew changes at islands along the way. Wayfinder, Nainoa Thompson.
For me, wayfinding is about reaching for one's dreams. It's also about conducting one's way of life. And it's not just where we want to go to, but it's why. Also, it's about strengthening our culture, bringing pride and dignity to our history, our heritage, to ourselves. Everybody wayfinds in their own ways, and they all have their own contributions. We just simply do it on voyaging canoes.
The movie Wayfinders will be broadcast nationally tonight on PBS. Next month, Hokulea will set sail for Rapa Nui with the first good wind. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Hawaii.